That's right. And this isn't just any old show. This is the new hottest. Right? Weekly? Maybe weekly?
We'll see. We'll do it whenever we feel like
whenever
it.
Whenever we feel like.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Welcome to Keeping It 99. It's a podcast.
It's a rainy day.
It's a podcast.
On a rainy day.
Yeah. We're back again. Once again, my friend. We do the show when we want. People know. People know. We know. And that's what matters.
We're back like the McRib.
Sorry for anybody who listens that have needed a heavy metal podcast, because obviously there's zero other heavy metal podcasts that exist. I know that.
Are there?
There's none.
Wasn't there another one that was like trying to be us?
There's like five that try to be us. Like everybody tries to be us. Player.
Hmm.
Player.
I don't notice. I'm too busy being me. I'm awesome.
My name is Eagle. I am back with the one and the only Rubber City Redbeard. It is good to see your beautiful face, man.
You as well.
How's shit been going? Has there been any awesome shows
busy
at all lately that you've last, seen? Because I mean, it's been a while.
I want to say there's been a couple good shows.
Yeah.
Nothing that's like off the top of my head right now. Like, I can't be like, oh yeah, this band was really awesome. There was a good show last night at the Outpost that I missed, and that was Freely Spoken.
Yeah?
Chance Freeman, Freely Spoken.
That's oh, a, yeah.
That's that cat that I hipped you to with the hip-hop. Yeah. He was last night. And also the... I can't remember what the fuck they call themselves, a lower nine crew or low nine something, or I don't know.
Is it a crew?
It was Alo RX.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen the video from Alo.
No.
RX. You might want to look that up real quick.
I'm about to.
So, Freely Spoken, a cat who's been coming into the post since he was like 15, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only time I would see him was hardcore shows. And him and like two or three of his buddies would show up to hardcore shows. And they would get their kung fu on, and their little spinning back kicks and shit, and then they fucking leave.
Very cool. And
Mr. Freely Spoken would always come in like, I'm too cool for the door guy. Like, I'm too cool for the door guy.
Oh, that guy?
You know what I mean? Like, I'm too cool for the door guy and shit.
I know what kind of guy.
Right? And yeah. I try to mess with him a little bit, you know?
For sure.
But then he wouldn't smile ever. And I was like, okay, too cool for the door guy?
Too cool for the door
guy. Is that what it is? Freely? That's cool. That's cool! That's fine! I don't need... people like me.
Yeah.
So then years later, here he is. He's fucking rapping and shit. And I was like, hold on a second, man. Like, you come into hardcore shows and do your little spin kicks and shit. And now you're a fucking SoundCloud rapper? What the shit? But then I listened to it.
Yeah, it is.
He's legit, dude. He's a legit fucking hip hop artist.
So now it's.
He's good, man.
It's totally cool with you if he big leagues you.
Now he's old enough that I can fuck him up.
That's like Slim's best friend.
Don't
right?
big league me, son.
Slim's best friend, like they're like best buds, like best friends. Oh, you're the best friend that I ever had. I've been with you such a long time. You're my sunshine, and I want you to know that my feelings are true. I really love you. Oh, you're my best friend. I have a music video where Slim's chasing him. Like running, and he's on a bicycle because he's like, fuck you, Slim, I'm on a bike. You stay behind me. You stay behind me rapping. I ride on a bike when I rap.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle, bicycle.
It's kind of like that, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, he recognized the skills of the door guy on PUBG. When I was headshotting fools. He's seen the skills on the Xbox. So, yeah, him and the Alo RX, he was there last night. And I guess it was a really good turnout, man. They had a really good show, no problems. And I wish I could have got down there. I didn't get home from the day gig until almost 7 o'clock. And by then, dude, I was just fucking fat and tired.
How do I spell A-low-R-X?
I needed a fucking nap. A?
A?
Dash low.
Oh, okay. A dash. Low.
A-low.
Like low, L-O-W or L-O?
Where are we at? Are we on Facebook?
Yeah. Huh.
I'm like all in your mic right now. A-low-R-X. What's Vespucci?
Angelo Vespucci.
Angelo Vespucci.
I see it. He's a vocalist sterilizing the deceased.
Of course he is. We were going to get to that. Scroll down, find his videos. He's got his shit on here. But yeah, he is the vocalist for sterilizing the deceased.
Okay.
And those guys are good too. I enjoy their shows. When they first started playing, when those guys first started jamming out,
mm-hmm.
Awful. Awful. Shittiest band ever. Crappy.
You're gonna have that at first, though. You always...
another good.
What's
Spoochie? And look, another guy who's been coming in since he was like fucking 16.
What's the amount of time, like? Because you've seen bands like you've probably seen tons of bands play their first show,
tons,
and then stick around for years.
Dude, Red Sun Rising, right? One of the biggest bands out right now, like one of the bigger rock bands out right now.
Yeah, they're doing the festivals and shit.
Top 40 fucking hits and shit, dude. Fuck, I was there when Ryan played his first show. He's like fucking 15, 16 years old and shit. It's awesome to get to see a bunch of people fucking come up.
What's the period of time from when they begin till before you start going, hey, maybe you should stop being a fucking band? Because, like, at first you can't say that because they're just starting, right? So I'm sure you understand that, like, you know, it's like, oh, it's one of their first shows, like, let them find themselves, essentially. But what's the period of time?
I don't really know. I just think there comes a time, like, because I know there's been times where I've been like, you know that there's other bands, right? Like, that you guys are never, you don't have to stay in this and shit. Just start another band. All right, you gotta turn that up. Oh, you're probably getting your headphones?
Yeah. What is this? What am I watching, A-low-R-X?
Trap, son.
I love this, dude.
Yeah, I know. Peep this little dance move. Come on. Here we go. Oh! This fucking kid, dude.
This kid. Yeah. I've never liked anything as ironically...
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like, I feel like I would... I will never go out in public and be like, man, fuck that shit. In fact, I, like, try to get people... I'll try to get other people hip to it just so they can be like, man, no, this ain't for me. But what the fuck you mean? It's the best shit out there. I've never loved something with so much irony. Oh, he just did, like, the vagina finger gesture.
Did that thing.
A-low-R-X, you're in.
Vespucci! Angelo Vespucci!
First time he came into the outpost ever. First time?
Yeah.
Check his ID. And I was like, oh, Vespucci, that's a good Irish name. And he got, like, mad. He was like... Yo, it's Italian. I was like, I fucking know it's Italian, moron. Keep going.
Biggity bobbity boo.
Walk in the room. Here's your exes, youngin'.
All right. A-low-R-X is officially endorsed by this podcast.
So, yeah, all those guys were doing a show last night, man. And, again, I heard it was a good turnout.
Yeah.
If I wasn't tired, I would have went. I was tired, man. I was fucking beat. The sun takes a lot out of me.
Yeah.
I don't know if it does it to other people like it does to me, but me being the ginger, pale human being that I am, it really fucking does a number on me.
We were out in the Highland Square, Tripp and I and Jess last night. And I was noticing more and more mustaches. I've been noticing them a lot more lately. And it's like, it's starting to build up more and more. And it's hitting me that the younger hipster generation that's now, like, you know, that
they're coming behind the original hipsters.
Yeah, they're like, hey, you know what? Fuck beards,
mustaches. Yeah,
mustaches.
That's the way to go.
Let's go different mustaches. There's a dude that works works at Richie's shop that's doing a mustache lick right now. Nothing against the kid. Good kid. But he's got this mustache. I stared at it for like 20 seconds, like just thinking about ripping it off his face.
Stupid mustache.
I was like, no, like, look, I understand that there's certain things that like come back at different times, right? Like beards were cool at some certain point in like, there was like the scruff beards in the 90s. There was like the beards and like white dude afros in the 70s. I'm glad white dude afros haven't totally come back. Some dudes think that it has. They're wrong. But like mustaches, like the porn stash was like a thing in the 70s. Like a lot of dudes had fucking porn stashes.
Oh, yeah.
And it, you know, it sort of there became like the weird wax mustaches or whatever in the 80s. Then fuck a mustache in the 90s. And then for like 2000s. And like now all of a sudden these young guys are like doing the mustache in retaliation to the beard. And it looks fucking so stupid.
Like, my personal
I don't
want to
judge them on their appearance and shit, but, like, y'all, mustaches are fucking pervy. And
some of them are okay. Some of them can be done well, but they really only look good on old guys.
Yeah.
Like, old guys can pull off mustaches. It's it's like a distinguished look.
Yeah.
That they carry with the mustache. And I think it's the only time you can really pull off a mustache without being cheap or pervy or creepy. Is that you go for the distinguished look, which none of these fucking kids are distinguished and go for the distinguished look. They're just growing crappy fucking mustaches.
It's so
But good. Here's my theory is that these are the guys that can't grow beards. These are the dudes that have patchy faces and thin facial hair, and they feel left out. But they can grow a mustache.
Right.
Right? They're capable of growing a mustache, just can't get the beard. So they lock in on the only fucking facial hair that they can connect to as a man. And just let it go. And if you're not Sam Elliott, it's not working. Sam Elliott can fucking do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah.
Because he's Sam Elliott. That dude's like 70-some years old, and he's like, what's his James Bond dude. What's his name? Sean Connery. He's like Sean Connery in the way that Sean Connery could be 80, and women still want to fuck him in their 20s. Like, he's just one of them dudes. Sam Elliott, same way. He's just an old guy that fucking young chicks are always going to want to fuck. And part of it's that mustache. Part of it's the mustache. Like Sean Connery. He gets laid because of his fucking voice. I can't do a good Sean Connery impersonation, or I would.
So it got announced that Tenacious D is doing a sequel.
New movie, a sequel to the...
Pick of Destiny. And a new album. Is that where you're at on it? Because I'm at a completely different place.
After the Rise of the Phoenix. Sorry, I can't get excited.
I liked Rise of the Phoenix.
I didn't. I did not enjoy that album. I felt that it was forced. None of it really sounded like natural. Like the first Tenacious D album. I'm sorry. That fucking album is timeless. It was well written.
Mm-hmm.
All the songs were great.
Yeah.
You know, and then you come out with The Pick of Destiny. And that album was written for the movie. It was a soundtrack album.
It's a great soundtrack album.
And then the next album, Rise of the Phoenix,
mm-hmm.
to me, sounded forced.
I also
What? Rise of the Phoenix. What? What phone? What? What ringtone is this? Who is this?
It's a WWE theme song for Asuka. She's a Japanese wrestler.
That shit rocks.
Or is it one of those things like you just
No, I mean I'm not excited. I'm curious.
Did you like the movie?
Yeah, no, the movie was fine.
A lot of people didn't like the movie
because they probably watched the show. You can't fit the greatness of that show into a movie because the show was great.
Yeah, the show was initially how I heard about him too. Was like, yeah, that was my dude had it on VHS. Like he had like the 3 or 6 episodes, whatever it was. Like, you had that on VHS, and it was one of those, like, you have to fucking see this. And, yeah, Tenacious D. Like, Trip and I have based our entire relationship based off of those two dudes.
Okay.
Like, we look at ourselves as, like, our own little localized version of the D.
You're the little D.
Like, our interactions with each other. Like, it's very KG and JB all the time and shit. And we used to sing those songs to each other on a constant when we first started hanging out.
Yeah.
So Tenacious D is like one of those bands, like they're ingrained in my soul, and probably just like you. Like, I mean, you go
Jesus Ranch is gonna be one of my favorite tunes forever.
With Karate, I'll Kick Your Ass. Yeah. Like, oh my god, just so many laughs that it brings in the movie.
City Hall, which is like ends the album and shit, but that song, very last song, great song. That song ruled.
The D I always loved a lot, and I couldn't understand that, like, not everybody else was in love with them on the same level. We saw Pick of Destiny twice in a row. Like, within 2 days, we went and saw it again, like, as a group. First time we saw it, you know how it opens up with the THC instead of the THX?
Yes.
Our little group of friends all start cracking up right from the get-go of the movie with the THC. Like, yeah, we start clapping, and everybody around us, this is Barbara.
They're like, shh.
Yeah, exactly. They are not down with what we are trying to bring.
I paid good money to see this movie.
And we were just pissed at all of those people because we're like, how the fuck are you not high?
What? Yeah, how are you not clapping?
Like, we're all here for the D. They're like, no, I'm here to see Kung Fu Panda do his little fucking whatever. You know, right. That bullshit. The movie didn't do well, which that upset me even, because I'm like, we saw it twice. How did it not fucking do so well? And then they also pissed off a lot of people in the heavy metal world when they won a Grammy a few years back for best metal performance of Dio's The Last in Line. And, like, you know, bands are like, well, Killswitch Engage, it's a band, they write their own stuff, and they're not some joke band. And those people, I want to say right now, I'll fight you.
Yeah, Tenacious D is absolutely a band.
Tenacious D has done so much for heavy metal.
So Disturbed, a band who writes their own music and is known, like, their hit songs, most of their hit songs nowadays, cover songs.
Yeah.
I have like three cover songs that have hit charts and shit, and you want to talk about the D.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Wolves. Dude, Bad Wolves right now is like killing number one everywhere right now with the fucking Cranberries tune.
Yeah.
Cover song.
Good job, Tommy Vex.
Yeah. Grant Vex loves fucking
you.
Killing it.
Grant loves you.
You're a fucking great dude. Still being a great dude. You know why? Because you're fucking, all the proceeds from that song, everything they're making, is going to her family.
That's super sweet, right, man. That's one way to make your band famous. Good job, Tommy. He deserves it.
Being a good dude. Tommy's a good dude. He's a good human being. He's a solid human being. And I might not agree with everything that he talks about and shit. Solid human being. He gives a fuck. He cares. He's a caring human. If you don't like that guy, fuck off. He's fucking awesome.
He sang in, for those that don't know, he sang in every band for like at least a week or two. Right. He's like, I was in snot for like from February till March of 2013.
It was a five-finger death punch for a while.
I was a five-finger death punch for a while, but then they were like, no, let's bring the drug guy back in. Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Toothless McQueen.
Look, man, I know I'm 5'6" and I hit chicks, but I'm just saying I'm better now, man. I'm not on the sauce. I'm not saucing it up.
I'm not saucing it up. Tenacious D did a performance of a Dio song, a man that from the very beginning, the spawn, the inception of the D
was like, he was like the god of everything.
He was it.
Dio is the fucking man.
They wrote the song Dio. They had him in the Pick of Destiny. He sang on Kickapoo with fucking Icon Meatloaf. And then they covered this song after the passing of Ronnie James Dio, a man that has given them love and support.
And was like close with him. Like they were all friends.
They do a song where, and if you listen to it, like, Jack Black sang from his fucking heart and his soul. It put emotions into me the first time I heard it, because like you could feel what Jack Black was feeling when he was singing this song to his fallen friend.
We're a laugh without a tear, the hope without the fear. We are coming.
It's kind of safe to say that, like, if you're into heavy metal, like, Ronnie James Dio at some point was an idol to you. Yeah. To you. You
know absolutely. What I mean?
It's the same thing with Ozzy when it came from Sabbath and shit. Like those, yep, those days. Like Dio, when it comes to metal, is the fucking man. When Gene Simmons tried to fucking put a patent or whatever, a trademark on the fucking devil horns and shit, and everybody lost their minds and was like, no, dude, Ronnie James Dio started that.
He's the
That's
guy.
Dio's. And it is Dio's. And Dio has told the story before about that's how his grandmother would do that thing when he was Italian-ass grandmother she would do that thing. Like, that's how she would hex you and shit. So that's where he fucking got it from. He's the originator of the metal horns. How do you not love the dude?
People were pissed. People were legitimately upset with the fact that the Grammys, the Grammys would award that to Tenacious D. That, you know, that like that's where I draw the line. Like, they're kind of funny, but that's where I draw the line. They did a great cover of it. And also, if you're metal, what the fuck do you care about the Grammys?
Yeah, why are you even worried about the Grammys?
Why is that some shit that you give a fuck about? That's Grammys like bitching about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yeah, it's not a real fucking thing, dude.
That and it's never going to be fair to metal.
No.
Neither one of those things will ever be fair to metal. They will fucking put hip-hop artists into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame before metal artists. I promise you. Fuck, Master P would make that fucking Hall of Fame before Cannibal Corpse would ever make that Hall of Fame.
Well, they have tons of hip-hop artists in the Hall of Fame.
I know. But not metal. Like, real metal. Do you ever see Lamb of God hitting the fucking Hall of Fame? Probably not.
But that's the way it's kind of it's supposed to be. Heavy metal is supposed to be a side note to mainstream music. That's the beauty in becoming a metalhead, because you're some ugly fucking whatever scrub dude. This is usually the case for a young metalhead. Somebody that probably doesn't have a shitload of money. Somebody that's got something that fucked them up.
All the people I know from the metal scene and all my friends and shit that I've met, we all have that fucked up shitty thing in common. We've all had fucked up shitty things happen to us. We've all come from fucked up shitty families. Like, it's and things are fucked, and we all fucking gravitate towards each other because we all have something in that realm.
Most of us didn't get invited to parties up until a certain point in our life where we found, whether it be a sense of humor or some sense of personality or skill set that actually made people want to hang out with your nerdy ass.
Right.
But most of us didn't have parties to fucking go to on the weekends. And then you would find, like, little pockets of dudes, like, we're older dudes. So for us, it would have been other kids with Metallica shirts on, you know, where you're like, well, fucking, he's wearing it. Hey. I like Metallica.
Right.
And they're like,
Pantera, dude.
Hey.
Whoa, bro, Pantera, bro. Dude,
I didn't know we were friends. I didn't know there was other of me.
Brother.
That's part of the beauty of heavy metal in general, is that it's not for everybody. Mm-mm. And that's why I get so passionate about hating bands that try to bring metal for everyone. Because I'm like, it's not for the masses.
It's not for the masses. That's like, what you have pop and rock for. That's for the masses.
Yeah.
Metal is not.
Don't bring the jocks into this.
Right.
Don't bring those dudes into this.
Metallica.
That's exactly. Yeah, they're like, hey, you know what? We need frat boys.
You know what we should do? We should write an album called Load that will just attract every dickhead football player and wrestler that anybody ever went to high school with.
Yeah. Give me fuel, give me fire, give me... Bah, 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 bah.
Right. There's a guy in a fucking gym just looking at his veins and his arms right now, just like so pumped. Oh, bro! Right. Weekend kegger! Kegger, bro! Metallica's so awesome.
And these are the same people that can't get through the first 2 minutes of Blackened. You know, when you're trying to fucking...
I can't even... What is that? That's Metallica?
I don't know, dude. It's a little like... It just sounds jumbled up.
I mean, dude, when you're Crown King, nothing, dude. I mean, that's songs like that. I mean, but this Ride the Lightning.
Bro, seriously?
Bro,
Heroes of the Day is where it's at, man. Heroes of the Day is. Mama, they're trying to break me.
Fucking forgot about that song.
Oh, I'm sorry to bring it back up.
I really forgot that was even a song. Oh, that's funny.
Tenacious D, I felt like they did a lot for metal, like, because, like, as a metalhead, like, you could relate to that attitude. you know, the what black t-shirt am I gonna wear? And like, there was a lot of things that they did. Like the fact that they were an acoustic duo that were like, we're the greatest fucking rock band in the world.
Yeah, it's an acoustic
they
duo, greatest rock band ever that gives and pays all homage to heavy metal.
And Satan.
Like, right, like, exactly. No, like, you can't have this without metal and Satan.
they're one of the better comedic acts to kind of like really to relate with real true metalheads and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm thrilled that they're making a new movie.
I mean, I think there's some people that don't like Tenacious D because they don't like Jack Black.
Yeah, which
you know what I mean? Like Heather doesn't like Jack Black. Like, she does not like Jack Black as a fucking actor, can't stand him, doesn't like him. So she won't even listen to the D. And I'm like, yo, but this first album.
That first album. Kill my ass. I mean, shit,
that fucking
butt cheeks is warm. Like, it's so good.
I don't understand when people say they don't like stuff like that. Like, because I love it so much.
Right.
So when people say they don't even like it, I'm like, it's mind-blowing to me, and it hurts me a little bit inside. I'm like, that's but I love it. I love it. I have feelings for it.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Feelings. For an inanimate thing, it's music. I love it. So when people are like, I don't like that.
But it's a tribute to everything like you love.
I feel like they don't like me. That point. Right? You know what I mean? I'm like, but I love this so much that if you don't like it, you must not like me. Which, everybody likes me, so, you know. Can't possibly be true. Too awesome for that. Mom.
I was listening to Metallica before you came over today. I was listening to the Injustice for All record, and I came up with the observation of Lars Ulrich really loves that snare drum. Like, he loved it on that fucking album. Like, instead of doing any double kick fills.
Your monkey beats.
Yeah, dude, like, he'd monkey. Be like. Boom. It's like, next fill. There's a lot of, like, on that snare. And I was like, man, like, two albums prior, like, he was doing a lot of fancy footwork for the fills and shit. Because, like, drummers are super impatient motherfuckers, right? And so they can't, like, when they see a fill coming, they're like, boom, 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 right? And they're like, yeah, that worked. Boom, 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 boom. Got that shit. But he's, like, just, like, thinking about that snare so much on that record, which kind of sucked because, like, there was technically, like, there was, like, really no bass on the Injustice for All record because they're like, there's no cliff, no bass. And so he, instead of adding kick drums and giving a bass to those fills, it just, like, sounded even quieter because he just get right on the snare and do a little marching band cadence real quick. It's adorable. Lars Ulrich and the snare drum. I'd buy that book. Then there was the 1 year I turned my snare drum into a trash can lid.
It's so weird. It's so weird when bands do that, when they try to catch on with the what's trendy, because they were trying to be like Alice in Chains with Load.
Like, I remember Lars Ulrich saying that they went to Alice in Chains' Unplugged, and he's talking with the drummer, and the drummer was making fun of Lars for having a double kick drum. And he's like, you don't really need that anymore. And he's like, I guess you don't. I really appreciate what your band's doing, selling records. I want to sell records too. No more double kick. And that's what he did for the Load and Reload.
Right.
And then he was like, we're bringing it back and we're getting rid of guitar solos because nu metal is a thing and that became Saint Anger. Ooh. Like, when bands do that, and they do that a lot, Kiss is notorious for that shit, right? Yeah. Like, they were their own thing, Alice Cooper, Light, and then they were just like, we're just doing rock and roll songs. And then they went to the hair metal phase.
Well, they were like pretty.
Yeah.
They took all their makeup off and they're like, well, yo, we're
Gene wasn't pretty.
No, he's never been pretty. But Paul was.
Paul was super. Paul was.
And then the other guys that they would hire, they would just hire pretty dudes.
Yeah. And Paul Stanley, for the record, was the sole reason that Kiss lasted through the 80s. Think of one hit. What was the hit song that Gene did after Creatures of the Night record dropped? Like, what? No makeup song did Gene do all the way up till Revenge was technically the 90s. Right? Like, Heaven's on Fire, Paul Stanley. You know, Tears Are Falling.
There was one.
Paul Stanley.
There was one that he did. There was one that he did, though. There was one. There? Yeah, no, there was. I'm trying to remember what it was. There was... I got to look at that. Because there was a Gene song. Did you say Gene Singer?
Gene Singing.
It was Eric Singer.
Gene Simmons. Eric Singer. He was the drummer for Alice Cooper, and then he became the drummer. And now he drums for both. When he can.
I'm pretty sure Gene had something after Gene Simmons. Life After Makeup. I'm just going to Google that. Life After Makeup.
I don't know, like, he did that Trick or Treat movie with Ozzy. That was a hit.
What was that movie he did with Tom Selleck? With the spiders?
There's a spider Tom Selleck movie?
How have you never fucking seen this movie?
Well, I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Dude, Gene Simmons, he's this dude, and he's got all these little evil fucking robot spiders that fucking inject, like, acid into you. Oh, man, this movie was awesome. What was it called?
Runaway.
If that's what it's called.
Yeah, it's got Kirstie Alley.
Tom Selleck, yeah. Yeah.
Gene Simmons. Oh, man, no. I think I have seen that movie. Like, I've seen that Gene Simmons hair. That hair Gene Simmons has.
It's so bad.
Oh, my God. Gene Simmons,
it's like,
dude,
that Frankie dude off of fucking Goodfellas. He was that Italian actor that was on all kinds of shit. What the fuck was that guy's name? Frankie Carbone from fucking Goodfellas. He had that helmet hair, but it was, like, perfect. Like, not one hair... Italian people do that. My grandma used to do that shit. Like, not one hair would be out of place. I know Gene's not Italian, but he had the same hair fucking dude. Not one hair out of place. And it was like a helmet.
I had the dude that's always on The Simpsons. Like, he's like one of the
yeah.
guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. From the that's same guy.
Frank Zavero.
That's the name?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got that hair.
Gene fucking Simmons.
Yeah, I used to watch that movie over and over when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I always wanted one of them little robot spiders. Yeah. All right, now I'm looking. He might not have had a Gene song.
No. He didn't run the 80s at all. He had a couple bangers on Creatures of the Night, right? Like, he had War Machine and I Love It Loud. Those were, like, the two big hits off that one that weren't Paul songs. But when they went, like, full no makeup, he didn't have any hits all the way up until Revenge when he had Domino and Unholy on the same fucking record. I mean, he did this, like, all the songs on Revenge are fucking awesome.
But the only song, the Kiss song that's important after the makeup was God Gave Rock and Roll to You.
Yeah.
That's the only song that counts.
Mm-hmm. That was also on Revenge.
I dare you to hear it and not sing it.
Seriously.
When that song comes on, everybody's singing it. It's almost as bad as fucking the Queen song. Fucking Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
If you're in a bar, everybody's drunk, and that comes on, everybody ends up singing it.
I thought you were going to say Bicycle Race.
No. Bicycle.
I would love to see a bunch of bikers. I'd love to see a bunch of bikers in a biker bar, like, with that song on the jukebox.
That'd be funny.
Time to ride my bicycle. Don't give a fuck about Star Wars. I think that's how that song goes.
I don't care for boring people. I think you're lame. I only politic with goons while out the frame. Better take another shot, bitch. It's not a game. I'll beat it out the frame. Baraka waka flaka flame. I am a legend.
You know that I have a problem with that. You know what? We're gonna wrap this up. That means that it's that time. Do you know what time I'm talking about,
Redbeard? It's becoming a sad time for me.
Is it?
Kinda. Oh, well, I mean, it was our favorite time of the week.
It was.
And now it's become our favorite time of every other month.
Something like that.
Because we never do shows.
I know. Why is that?
It's our life sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a good life. Mike, I got a good life. There's being uncooperative. Life's being uncooperative.
Yeah.
But it is that time.
Of the year. It's that time of the year.
Badass band of the week. Big ow.
We're going to play you out with some hip hop. We're talking about hip hop. What were we talking about the rest of it? I don't even know. We just rabbit-holed that motherfucker.
We kind of rambled.
We rambled
a whole show.
But did we make you think? Because that's our art here at Keeping It 99. We make you think.
Because we're artists.
We make you want more.
Artists. I'm a talking artist.
Freely fucking spoken.
Freely spoken.
He rides a bicycle. He'll make you chase him down the road. He'll rap.
He got holes in his ears big enough to put your thumbs in.
He's got a head of hair that we are both very jealous of. Like
rotten potatoes.
Giant holes in ears.
Karate, kung fu kicks.
Da-da-da, I like that hardcore shit. This kid's big leagued Grant at the door before.
So many times.
And Grant still.
So many times.
Still respects him enough as an artist to play him on his podcast.
And I pitted you enough as a young, weak-ass human to not slap you for big-leaguing me.
Yeah. So we're going to play some of that. We'll be back when we're back. The weather's getting nicer. We'll give it that.
Right.
Weather's getting nicer.
If I get a raise, maybe that'll help.
All right. All right.
Free up some time for me so I don't have to concentrate on doing nothing but spend. Look, man, I have raised my credit score 178 fucking points in 8-9 months.
That's what's
so
up.
So I'm grinding, man. I'm on my fucking grind right now. Let me do my thing.
Let him do his thing. This show's always going to be around here and there. And we got some cool things going on that we'll talk about sometime.
We got some cool things going on. We got some people coming up. They're going to be guests on the show very soon, and we're going to get those out. I think this week we're probably going to end up doing a show with somebody, and then because there's a show coming up that's going to get announced.
Yeah.
And they would like to do a show that meets the announcement.
Yeah.
So we need to
get that together. We're trying to get our logo on some
on a banner
so we're trying to get our logo on a banner so we look important.
We're gonna try to do that this week, but
gangster.
Either way, man, you know, we do what we do. We're keeping it 99 100% of the time. That's how we roll.
Well, we'll see you next time.
Hopefully. Here's some fucking Freely Spoken for that ass.
Yes,
forever.
My name's Eagle.
My Rubber City Redbeard.
Bye.
Peace.
The future, I have been dismissive, came in unexpected, now they wonder where the kids been. Yo, it's in due time, been working on some new rhymes. It's the dawn, the day is done, it's time for a new rise. Like Jenna, how I switch it up. You're going under while I make the cut. I lost my patience, now I'm making up. For all my past mistakes to view, I'm gonna pass the plate. When the crowd was few, where was you, man? Your ass was late. And I will never forget the support or its absence. Like the fuck, I'm gonna beg you for it. When I'm on, they gonna start tripping. When I'm gone, they gonna reminisce me. They steady fronting like they gonna miss me. Sharing laughs doesn't make you my man. So get the fuck up out my face with them open hands. Y'all be talking that shit. We'll try to ride on my wave. I'll leave you in the undertow. Revenge is cold, but damn, I love the taste. But still hot, what I'm dishing out. Cause I'm spitting like I'm pissing, and it's potent cause I'm pissing stout. Head from the shoulders, how I sever the doubt. I'm heading for the top. The rest of y'all can take a different route. It goes on and on. Dwelling on the past, why's it last so long? Why's it last so long? It's keeping me up till 6 in the morning. It goes on and on. Dwelling on the past, why's it last so long? Why's it last so long? It's keeping me up till 6 in the morning. Eviction notice on the crystal ball. The limelight ringing in a mystic call. At times it's been so difficult. Been feeding all my habits and the pictures for your lack of principle. Exposing all you with these prints I pull. Now check it, I grew up a fucking screw up. If mama knew son, she probably would've put the new song. Auntie said she heard the new song. She asked me why I'm wild and I ask her please don't tell my mama where her child's been. So just keep it low key like a shortage you. Just trying to find a way to eat and afford it too. Grip on the clouds, my feet in cement, they're settling. It's looking like hell, I'm finna settle in. Can't get a halo, I wanted a bigger payroll. It lasted only 2 weeks, now what can I say, dog? A customer makes a terrible shopkeep. Now I'm on some new shit, I feel like nobody can stop me, but it goes on and on. Dwelling on the past, why's it last so long? Why's it last so long? It's keeping me up till 6 in the morning. It goes on and on. Dwelling on the past, why's it last so long? Why's it last so long? It's keeping me up till 6 in the morning.
The This has been the Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.